The Stories This Moment podcast and the STM blog are brought to you by STM Daily News and TNC Network. Daily News offers news and articles that inspires, helps, heals and educates. STM Daily News is the news you can use this moment. Now here's your host, Rod Washington.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of the STM Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Washington, and today we have a jam-packed show for you. We'll be wrapping up some of the current stories that we've recently covered on our STM Daily News blog. So we'll dive right in after these brief messages.
Are you a devoted pickleball enthusiast in search of top-notch gear and services? Look no further than Sleeves Affiliate Shop, your ultimate destination for all things pickleball. Not only will you discover an impressive selection of Sleeves-specific merch gear, but you'll also get the chance to explore gear and merchandise that our terrific show host, Mike Sleeva, has previously reviewed. But that's not all. At Sleeves Pickleball Affiliate and Partner Shop, you'll find links to our friends of the show who offer pickleball-specific online stores, apps, and services. By stopping by and checking out our extraordinary collection, you not only enhance your game, but also show your support for our show, Sleeves Senior Pickleball Report. So why wait? Join us in celebrating the love for pickleball and dive into a world of top-notch gear and services.
Hey, everybody, just wanted to talk about Dreambreaker, a pickleball story, the first major documentary about pickleball from a Hollywood studio. And it is premiering at the San Francisco Film Festival as we speak. But you can watch it from the comforts of your own home with the link below for $10. And it's got all the biggies: Anna Lee Waters, Ben Johns, Steve Kuhn, Tom Dundon, Connor Pardoe, Tyson McGuffin, Leah Jansen, Paris Todd, Ryan Sherry. And I'm in it a little bit as well. Check it out. It is directed by Ashley Underwood, David, and pretty cool film. It talks about all the drama over the last couple years and the explosion of this sport and what it looks like at the pro level and all the shenanigans behind that. So check it out. All right, folks. At the end of the day, hey, let's pickle.
Our first story takes us to the incredible world of space exploration. It has been an epic week with some major milestones achieved. Boeing successfully launched their Starliner spacecraft, carrying NASA astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams to the International Space Station. This marks a significant step forward in the validation of Boeing's crew transportation system. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson expressed his excitement, stating, "Boeing Starliner marks a new chapter of American exploration." It truly is an exciting time for NASA, our commercial partners, and the future of exploration. And speaking of space exploration, SpaceX's Starship rocket also made headlines this week. Their fourth flight test saw the rocket reach new heights as it achieved a mostly reusable status. The mission was successful, despite a few challenges, including the unplanned roll of the upper stage and the premature shutdown of engines during the boostback burn. SpaceX has already identified the root causes of these issues and is working on enhancements for future flights. Elon Musk even teased an ambitious milestone for Flight 5 catching the Super Heavy booster using the launch tower's chopsticks. It's incredible to see the progress being made in the world of space travel. Now, let's shift gears and talk about some exciting news in the world of high-speed rail. The California High-Speed Rail Project has reached several significant milestones, despite some negative press. Since 2015, over 13,000 construction jobs have been created, with over 70% going to residents of California's Central Valley. These jobs have injected economic vitality into communities across the region. Additionally, the San Joaquin River Viaduct, a major construction project, is nearly complete, ready to accommodate high-speed trains. While there is still work to be done, and the project will require a federal initiative to complete the system, California is leading the way in developing high-speed and regional rail. And speaking of high-speed rail, Brightline West has officially started construction on America's first true high-speed rail system. This monumental project will connect Las Vegas to Southern California, covering a distance of 218 miles. The rail system will run fully electric zero-emission trains capable of reaching speeds of 200 miles per hour. It's an impressive feat of engineering that will revolutionize travel between the two regions. The project has received significant funding from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill, showing the commitment to investing in sustainable transportation solutions. This groundbreaking event was attended by esteemed officials and public figures, further highlighting the importance of this project. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sleeves here talking about a pickleball cruise through Pickleball International. It's going to be a tournament. Yes, and the courts are indoor, no longer playing on the deck of the ship with the wind blowing, the sandbags holding the net down. These are three premium indoor courts, and it's a tournament for 3.0 to 3.5. So the Caribbean Open, you're playing a tournament on the ship inside. Bunch of amenities to check out, as you can see here. Links in the description for all the other details. Sign up fast. It's going to fill quickly. And stay tuned for cruises in 2025 going, well, basically everywhere with Royal Caribbean. All right, Pickleball International, hit the link below and sign up. And hey, cruising with sleeves, maybe. We'll see you on the ship. And at the end of the day, let's pickle inside of the ship. Yeah. Woo!
Hey there. Looking for your daily dose of news, entertainment, and inspiration? Look no further because STM has got you covered. Check out our STM Daily News blog for the latest updates, insights, and practical tips about everyday life. Want a visual experience? Our vlog offers captivating videos that bring stories to life. And for those who prefer to listen on the go, our podcast dives deep into various topics that matter to you. But wait, there's more. Sign up for our STM and Coffee newsletter, filled with exclusive content and exciting updates. Don't miss out on the action. Click the link in the description to subscribe now.
Now, let's take a look at some news from around our website. In Los Angeles, recent safety concerns surrounding the transit system have prompted city leaders to announce a surge in law enforcement personnel to tackle increasing violence on buses and trains. However, there is a debate on the effectiveness of relying solely on armed officers. While violent crime rates have decreased, crimes against society, such as trespassing and drug use, have increased. Transit advocates suggest alternative solutions, including increased use of unarmed transit ambassadors and community-based programs addressing root causes of crime. It's a complex issue, and finding the right balance between public perception and actual crime statistics is essential. And finally, we have an exciting update from the entertainment world. The indie feature film Inheritance is gearing up for its world premiere at the renowned Dances with Films Festival. Directed by Emily Moss Wilson and written by Rachel Null James, this female-driven drama promises to captivate audiences with its compelling story and stellar performances. It's a testament to the power of perseverance in independent filmmaking. Additionally, Nickelodeon has announced the nominations for its annual Slime-Filled Kids' Choice Awards with over 50 first-time nominees. The show will be hosted by SpongeBob SquarePants and Patrick Starr and will feature enhanced graphics, fun celebrity collaborations, and of course, epic slimings. Before we let you go, we have an exciting project to talk to you about. We're launching our new podcast, The Bridge. Join us as we shine a spotlight on The Bridge, a special section of the STM Daily News blog dedicated to diversity and community efforts towards a greater good. The Bridge acts as a connection point, breaking down barriers and fostering empathy among different groups. Through inspiring stories of individuals and organizations, we highlight initiatives promoting inclusivity, equality, and mutual respect. Together, let's appreciate the beauty of diverse perspectives and actively contribute to building stronger, more cohesive communities. Don't miss this empowering show. We will keep you updated on the launch of the premiere episode. Visit our website at stmdailynews.com for more information and to explore the Bridge section. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the STM Daily News Podcast. Stay tuned for more exciting news and updates. Don't forget to visit our news blog for the full stories and links. Until next time, have a fantastic day.